Right, in Australia, we often take our health care for granted. If we're feeling under the weather, it's just easy to pop down to the nearest doctor or dentist. But what if you're an asylum seeker? Many asylum seekers aren't allowed to work in Australia and have difficulty accessing health services. Now, tomorrow, the Australian Dental Association is lending a helping hand with their Red Cross Clinic. They're partnering up with the Red Cross to provide a day of free dental treatment to asylum seekers. To talk about this fantastic initiative, I've got Dr. Sabrina Manicom, the president of the Australian Dental Association New South Wales branch, on the line. Good morning, Sabrina.
Good morning, Nick.
Thanks for joining us today on 2SER.
It's a pleasure.
Now, what a really great idea. Can you just let us know how this clinic works and who can go on down to the clinic tomorrow morning?
Yeah, look, it's a great initiative. Since 2008, our association has been working in partnership with the Australian Red Cross to provide, as you said, some dental health services to asylum seekers at our in New South Wales Centre for Professional Development Clinical Facility, which is located in St Leonard's. So tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. we'll have four volunteer dentists who give of their time and their skills to provide those services. It's a fantastic day. It's about giving back to the community and engaging with probably a very vulnerable group of our population who, as you mentioned earlier, probably would not be able to access the dental care that they need. Mm. We've got four volunteer dental nurses who assist each dentist. And of course, we have ADA New South Wales staff support and clinical coordinators who manage the day and ensure that our patients, and you know, quite often our patients bring in their loved ones with them, because, you know, anyone who goes to the dentist, it can be quite a daunting experience regardless of background.
Oh, I hate dentists. Dentists.
Oh, don't say it.
No, I shouldn't say that. Dentists do a very, very important job. And actually, now I go more regularly. They're not as scary as they used to be. But
that's good to hear.
It's very important. I mean, dental hygiene is such an important thing. And I guess a lot of these asylum seekers maybe haven't seen a dentist for quite a while.
If at all. Yeah. And, you know, what we're trying to promote just generally as the association is to encourage everyone to think about oral health as being a significant part of general health. So, you know, we want to put the mouth into the body and make sure that people realize that from dental decay and gum disease and all sorts of problems that can manifest themselves in the mouth, that could be indicative of more systemic health issues. Mm. Certainly, there's been lots of links between, you know, what we put into our mouths, how it links to things such as obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. And so, you know, from our perspective as dentists, the mouth can often be the window to the rest of the body. And quite often, in my experience, I've identified a lot of systemic disease in patients that they had no idea about. So we work with our medical colleagues to ensure that the whole body is addressed and not just the mouth. So for these asylum seekers, you know, where healthcare in general is limited, this is a really important day for them. And for most of them, it is about pain relief. I think if anyone out there has had a toothache, they know how distressing that can be.
Yep.
And that's not something that anyone deserves to experience. So if we can provide that sort of relief tomorrow, that's half the battle, I think.
And that's the thing. I think a lot of people sometimes live with that pain in their mouth, thinking, oh, you know, I can't afford to go get it fixed. Or, you know, and asylum seekers may have had teeth issues, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
And they just need to have a checkup and see what needs to be done. I understand you're not doing all the procedures down at this clinic, but it's a good place to find out what needs done.
Patients will be assessed, so they'll have full examinations. Mm-hmm. They could have cleans done, fillings, extractions, treatment to address toothache, such as nerve treatment.
Okay.
There are consultants on deck who also just look at the general health of the mouth. So we have Dr. Suma Sukumar, who's a specialist oral pathologist and oral medicine expert, and she conducts the medical history assessments with all of our patients prior to the treatment, so it gives us a good indication of what we're about to see. And, you know, if there are any lumps or bumps in the mouth that can't be accounted for, and quite often, again, patients, regardless of what sort of background they're from, you know, they're not really aware of those things, we could potentially pick up some situations in the mouth that, if left untreated, could be quite catastrophic for the patient.
So you're saying sometimes you get whole families or bring the whole family down and get involved. What sort of numbers did you get?
Look, I mean, we've had, we offer about 30-odd appointments. Mm-hmm. It can vary on the day, as it does in any dental surgery where, yeah, you know, people are booked in and then unfortunately people may not be able to come in. But at the other end of it, people can come in and then bring their families and say, oh, you know, I've got the kids here. Can you have a quick look? So, you know, we try and do our best. We've got four dentists working for pretty much the whole day. Mm-hmm. Obviously, pain management is our priority, and those patients do get priority. But I'm sure if any of the dentists have a little bit of spare time and there's a three-year-old sitting there on mum's lap and wondering what the hell it's all about, yeah, we give them a ride in the chair and give them a good experience.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. And I understand this isn't a one-off. These happen a few times a year.
Yeah, four times a year. Mm. And as I said, we've been doing this since 2008.
Yep.
35 dental volunteers so far since 2016, over 109 patients treated. Almost $50,000 worth of dental treatment provided.
Wow.
So it's wonderful. It involves not just members of our profession, but industry as well. We've got great sponsorship from a lot of industry organizations, such as 3M, who provide us with a lot of the materials, you know, toothbrushes, toothpaste, and all the materials that we use. We have a lot of assistance from Practica, who donate the use of their practice management software so we can maintain good clinical records. And if these patients do come back for follow-up treatment, we've got those records there. So it's a wonderful day. And, you know, everyone sort of sits around thinking, wow, this is a great thing to do. And it is about giving back. You know, as a dentist, we're very privileged to do what we do. And I think it's always about giving something back to the community, which is really important.
Indeed, yeah. And it's really great that it can be done in dentistry. Do you think, maybe in your opinion, Australia needs to do more for asylum seekers who are seeking medical services general?
I think as a society, Australia is, you know, we're a very generous society. There's no doubt. We live in a lucky country, and I think we're one of the few countries who actually acknowledge how lucky we really are. Mm. My experience has always been that Australians support a myriad of charities. We do good work for people who are less fortunate than ourselves. So for me, this is just part of our home fabric. And, you know, we're very proud to be Australian and be able to do these things. And sure, we can always do more. We can always improve. But this is one small way that our profession in New South Wales and the ACT are helping out. And you know, as president, very, very proud of that.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm. Well, really great. So asylum seekers can head down to St Leonard's, the Professional Developments Clinic facility in St Leonard's, 80A, New South Wales. And it's from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER.
It's a pleasure, Nick. And thanks for promoting it. We really do appreciate it.
Not a problem.
Yes.
That's Dr. Sabrina Manicom, the president of the Australian Dental Association in New South Wales, chatting a chat about the free dental clinic for asylum seekers that is on tomorrow. We'll pop a link up on our website very, very shortly as well.